And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 30th of August, 2025. August 30th is International Whale Shark Day. Whale sharks are sharks, not whales. They are the largest shark, and indeed largest of any fishes alive today. They feed on plankton and travel large distances to find enough food to sustain their huge size and to reproduce. Their white spotted coloration makes these gentle giants easy to distinguish and popular with snorkelers and divers at sites where they aggregate off the coast. The maximum size of whale sharks is not known, but could be as large as 60 feet. Scientists believe that females give birth to live young, but this has never been observed. Where pupping occurs and where the youngest whale sharks situate remains a mystery, as they are very rarely found. Adults are often found feeding at the surface, but may dive to 1,000 meters. Whale sharks are filter feeders, and although their mouths can stretch to 4 feet wide, they can neither bite nor chew. It's thought that less than 10% of whale sharks born survive to adulthood, but those who do may live to 150 years old. Whale sharks can be found in warm temperature seas around the world. They migrate thousands of miles to different feeding grounds, but only at a slow swimming speed of an average of 3 miles per hour. Whale sharks are endangered, and they are still targeted by a number of commercial fisheries throughout the world. They are also often caught as bycatch and are at risk from serious injury through ship strikes. The best thing we can all do to protect whale sharks is to not support the fishing industry. It's the birthday of Mary Shelley, born on this day in 1797. Mary Shelley was an English novelist who wrote the Gothic novel Frankenstein, or the modern Prometheus, in 1818, which is considered an early example of science fiction. Shelley was a vegetarian, and in Frankenstein, she uses her creature's vegetarian diet to symbolize his inherent goodness and rejection of human violence, connecting him to nature and contrasting him with human carnism. The monster's choice to eat only plants reflects Shelley's philosophical views, which were influenced by her husband, Percy Bysshe Shelley's argument for a meatless diet, as well as the romantic ideas of a return to a more natural and peaceful way of life. And it's the birthday of Sylvia Earle, born on this day in 1935. Sylvia Earle is an American marine biologist, oceanographer, explorer, author, and lecturer. She has been a National Geographic Explorer at Large since 1998. Earle was the first female chief scientist of the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and was named by Time magazine as its first hero for the planet in 1998. Earle is part of the group Ocean Elders, which is dedicated to protecting the ocean and its wildlife. Earle gained a large amount of publicity when she was featured in Seaspiracy, a Netflix original documentary by British filmmaker Ali Trabrizi. Earle eats a vegan diet. She describes the chemical buildup in carnivorous fish, the 90% depletion of populations of large fish, and references the health of oceans in her dietary decision. Also, she describes the seafood industry as factory ships vacuuming up fish and everything else in their path. That's like using bulldozers to kill songbirds, she says. In a discussion at the Good Food Conference in California, Earle warns of disappearing fish stocks and that while coastal people's diets have included seafood for centuries, the commercial fishing industry no longer makes sense. She encourages transitions to plant-based diets as a solution. And here's a quote from the novel Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. "My food is not that of man," he declared. "I do not destroy the lamb and the kid to glut my appetite. Acorns and berries afford me sufficient nourishment." A quote from Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that plants will give you all the nourishment you need.